Yale New Haven new press release. We have August 31st. There was a innovation announcement, winner of inaugural awards, August 19th of 2022. The Center of Healthcare Innovation is pleased to announce the winners of the Yale New Haven Health Innovation Awards and to celebrate early stage innovations from our academic medical center and health system. August 31st, Yale New Haven Health breaks ground $838,505,000 square feet neuroscience center. They broke ground today at $838,505,000 square feet, a project that includes the construction of a new neuroscience center at St. Raphael's campus of 659 George Street. On August 9th, Yale New Haven Hospital launches from the infusion program. Yale New Haven Infusion Program has launched their home infusion program, expanding access to care at home, improving patient convenience, and reducing barriers and disruptions in care. We're talking about skincare and the skincare routines. Well, having a dedicated skincare routine is a key part of healthy skin philosophy. It's only half the battle. You also need to know the correct skincare routine order to get the most out of your chosen products. The texture of a formula, its weight, and its ingredient can affect when a product needs to be applied and determine how it is used in your routine. Ultimately, knowing what order to apply skincare product is just as important as what you use. Layer your products wrong and you could end up missing a lot of skin benefits at best, or hurting your skin worst. Since many skincare routines include several different steps, just look at the popular 10 steps of beauty routine and sometimes dozen of different products. Things can get a bit confusing. Luckily for you, we're experts when it comes to caring for your skin and hair. We are sharing our best advice about the correct order and applying skincare products ahead. Discover 8 different routine steps to follow in the morning. We know it's a bit much, but it's better than having plastic surgery. I'm not saying that we're not going to have plastic surgery, but sometimes it's good to retard that process. And it's important with the best order to apply to skincare products. I believe in them, and they do affect the skin if you use them correctly. In the morning, I would definitely you could do an oil base or a cleanser for your unique skin type. Then you'd have a water-based cleanser. So the oil-based is for what? Dry skin. And the water-based would be for what? Oily skin. Then you would do a toner or astringent. So that would compare to what the skin type is. An antioxidant serum is very important. Kills bacteria. You have your spot treatment if you have a problem area. And you do your eye cream, which is very good. Always do an eye cream. And do a lightener. You have a face oil that you can apply. And use your moisturizer. And then if you need a face oil that's heavier for your skin, you can do that. And be sure to use an SPF sunscreen. It could be in your foundation or just apply it yourself directly. And of course, we have to have a regime for nighttime. And we need to remove our oil-based makeup or water-based. So we use a water-based cleanser to remove your makeup, an exfoliator or a clay mask, do the hydrating mists or toner. You have an acid treatment, which is very good for the acid mental. You have the serums that help the sebaceous areas. hypoactivated sebaceous glands. And then you have your hydrating serum, which is a good for your mask. Mask is always good. I recommend weekly, can do once a mask, 15 minutes, but I do it almost every day. I enjoy doing my masks. And you do an eye. It's so important to do an eye cream at night or an eye patch treatment. Always baby your eyes. And then the face, of course. Always do a nice night cream for the skin. Be sure it's to what your unique skin type is. Be sure to go to a specialist and get it done. Always have your skin done. It's very important, just like brushing your teeth every day. So I will recommend products in the next episode. So enjoy your treatments in the evening and during the day. These are questions and answers from doctors, board-certified plastic surgeons. From the board-certified doctors and trusted medical professionals, the management of sun damage starts with managing UV exposure. Excuse me. And reduces exposure, improves sun UV protecting steps to implementing repairing skincare, and add adequate doses of vitamin A and C and E. These identify specific treatments for specialized signs of sun damage. You have that thinness and elasticity of the skin, the pigmentary changes, and the vascular changes are all likely to be present in a very severe way. The unusual management plan involves multiple model treatments and lifestyle changes. There are several things to do to improve sun damage. You have sunscreen daily, which I recommend, topical retinol and Retin A, regularly 3, topical vitamin C, we have regularly, and you have topical alpha hydroxy acid, glycolic acids regularly, multivitamin with minerals daily. The TCA peels are very good for the stained skin. That's what I call it when you hit the damaged skin with the sun. To remove the damaged surface cells, it's very serious to see the TCA peels are very beneficial. You'll see a difference. You may need more active treatments, such, you know, and your doctor will recommend it, you know, all your, I would definitely go to a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist. They do offer those. Now, treating sun damage, sadly, those of us in our 50s or beyond frequently did not use sunscreen. We enjoy a healthy looking tan, even use tanning accelerators. If you compare the skin on your breast to the skin on your chest, it's the same aged skin, but the exposure is different. You see your face is out in the open and your chest usually isn't. It's prematurely aging, so you'll have blotchiness and some creepy skin. To get back to the real skin, you should have, for your age, as much as possible, there are several treatments to consider to improve thinning and creepy skin. Energy-based skin remodeling mobilities should be used. Those include sublactive of fractionated lasers treatments, such as resurfacing treatments and CO2 lasers. These are ultrasound treatments and radio frequency tissue remodeling treatments, such as, you know, there's so many different ones for brown blotchy skin discoloration. And these are all pulsating lights, and that helps the vascular laser treatment work well and much better. The extensive sun damage. Sun damage includes many conditions like pigmentation, loss of the skin tone, wrinkles, spider veins. First of all, you need to avoid any further damage to the skin by using a broad spectrum sunscreen. You can add products intended to reduce the prevent sun damage like vitamin C and retinols. Treatments like the IPL will help with the sunspots and freckles, increasing collagen production. Also, CO2 laser treatments can be considered to improve the overall condition of your skin. And if the loss of volume is also part of your concern, some fillers will give you back that structure that has been lost as a constant reminder of the sun exposure. A general examination must be done to your skin to choose treatment combination that will restore your skin glow. And it restores your attitude, your motivation on taking care of your skin, and you'll feel better. You know, it's just part of everybody's life. You know, the sun exposure is out there, and you need to really be careful. And identifying that is the first thing, because I found some of my patient clients come in and they're like, oh no, I am not going to do a microdermabrasion. You're going to take away my suntan. I'm like, makes no sense. Never heard of such a thing. You're removing dead cells. Dead cells, corneum, that call that, that are congesting your pores, your sebaceous pores. The ambient air also is polluted. There's no filter in that ambient air. So we're going to need something to clean out that skin, declog the pores, and then apply your moisturizer SPF directly to the skin. So serious, because we know the cancer issues are, you know, always in front of us. You know, skin cancer, carcinomas, melanomas, these are all very important to our health. You know, it does affect you, the individual. So if we can prevent that, I recommend sunscreen daily. Absolutely. There's no hurting your skin if you apply something that's going to prevent sun damage. Thank you.